Welcome to Canada's Real Estate Podcast, your compass to all things real estate. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's real estate experts.
Scared. Yeah, you should be scared. I'm standing at the corner of a street going, conferences, conferences, get your conferences. Today we want to talk about something that, wow, there's a lot of these days, and that's real estate industry conferences, brand conferences, association conferences, industry conferences. My goodness. Carla, didn't you just recently come from one?
Yeah, I did. I had the pleasure of attending a conference, and really, it's terrible when you have to work in Cancun for the week, but I did it, you know, take one for the team, sit in the tropics. And it was actually a Century 21 conference for the top 30 offices across Canada. It's a very unique event. I used to attend as a franchisee, and then I had the pleasure of going from the franchisor side and speaking at it this time, which was different. But it is amazing. It's you're getting these like-minded people together. And you know, it's not just the conference sessions. It's usually the after-conference conversations that I think are very, very worthwhile. And you always come away just very motivated and inspired. And I know it got me thinking. I know Centum has an upcoming conference as well. And like I was saying to you before we started, I get an email almost every day of a different conference that you can attend. But I'm a true believer in you are who you hang around with. So I think you should choose the conferences that you're going to attend carefully, because you want to go where you know you're going to get the most out of it, and you're going to be able to give the most as well. So talk about the upcoming Centum conference, because I know it's only a few weeks away.
Yeah, ours is in the Cancun of Canada, also known as Vaughan, Ontario. We love the people of Vaughan and we love the people of Ontario. But of course, we love sand and margaritas and beer in Mexico slightly more. No, so it's our annual Vision conference, which is the on Canadian soil version of our annual conference, where we share not only what's progressed within the mortgage broker network of Centum Financial over the past year, but more importantly, we share all of the innovative and exciting and visionary things that are coming to our network. And this is probably the biggest one in the last two decades of our existence, because we're not introducing one or two or three, but actually for 2024, we're introducing four major innovation initiatives that are of benefit to our 2,000 some mortgage agents in the network, and specifically of benefit to their clients. So it's a big one. And then of course at Centum, we also have our annual summit, which is for some of our top people and leaders in the network. And we're going to Costa Rica in November of this year. So we've got the Canadian, and then we also have a nice travel vacation-y focused one as well, where again, it's similar to what you just did with C21, where we share industry best practices, but also what's up and coming in the industry and how people can grow their business by helping their clients.
Okay. What were those dates again? I should get those in my calendar.
Right? I'm going to check with our travel department to make sure you can have the dates. Don't worry, Carla. Perfect. I'm only Perfect. Booked for the one in Vaughan. I'm not booked for Costa Rica yet.
Just kidding. And I know, you know, the other brand that we work with, Real Property Management, also does conferences. And I'm also one that, and Uniglobe, but are another one of the CPG brands. And all of these brands do these conferences. I kind of envision one day, maybe all of us under the same roof doing a big conference and then offshoots of little conferences as well. So, but I know there's lots of listeners that are with us that aren't necessarily part of our brands. And I think what's really important is that if you are part of a brand, don't be solo.
No.
Be a part of it. Get engaged. There's so much to learn from your fellow realtors, property managers, whatever the case may be, or associations. That's another great involvement. I've always been a big proponent of that, of getting involved in these different places. I think I like to share But it's amazing, the more you share, the more you kind of get back. It's kind of that giver's gain type of mentality. Yeah. And our world really went silent during COVID. And now I think like maybe that's why there's so many of them, is that we're so eager to get out and talk to people and get face to face and have these conferences again. So they seem to be all over. And I just really wanted to take a few minutes to really encourage our listeners that this is something that they should take advantage of if they're not.
And I would say, you know, if you're not sure where to start, I think a great place to start is go to your brand's events, the network that you're a part of, regardless of which network or which brand, go to your brand events, go to your, I'm always surprised on how great the local real estate associations put on forums and events. I know in Manitoba, we also have an annual real estate political symposium, which it blows my mind on how we think within our industry, but we don't think about necessarily the tone, how it's set by politics a lot of time and government policies and mandates, and learning that and meeting those industry players that affect our business and our livelihoods. So I check with your associations. And then also, I think there's an opportunity in close by industries. Right?
Yeah.
If there's an opportunity for a mortgage broker to go to a real estate brand event, or a real estate brand event person to go to a mortgage type of event, I think the more you understand the full picture of our industry, the more of a professional you will be in your space.
Yeah, that's a great point. And the reality is all of those industries, whether it be property management, real estate, or mortgage brokerage, are really moving at light speed. I know it's like it's a term that everyone uses, but you know, technology, AI, everything that is coming at us, this is a way you can kind of sort that out. Understanding how, you know, your neighboring company or neighboring realtors may be introducing these into their business will give you some insight of how you can maybe introduce them into yours. So there's so much that can be gained. And getting to those forums where you have some of the politicians and you're hearing what's coming out from a government perspective, they are there to listen to us. Mm-hmm. We are stakeholders in the decisions that they make.
Yeah.
So you'll want to be there and be part of those conversations. So get involved, I guess, is what we're saying, right?
Yeah. Now that's Real Estate in Canada.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Real Estate Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating. The content shared is for informational purposes and reflects the opinions of the hosts. Connect with us online at canadasrealestatepodcast.ca. Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.